From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. A manhunt is underway in Turkey for the gunman accused of killing 39 people and wounding dozens more at a nightclub in Istanbul, packed with people celebrating the new year. The governor of Istanbul province called the incident a terror attack and said one officer was among the dead. Witnesses say as many as 600 people were inside the nightclub at the time of the attack. No one has claimed responsibility. President Barack Obama sends his condolences and directed his team to offer appropriate assistance to Turkish authorities. The United Nations Security Council has unanimously endorsed the ceasefire in Syria brokered by Russia and Turkey, but reports from the war zone say the truce is at risk. Syrian rebels say repeated airstrikes by the Syrian government and its Russian allies could scuttle the two-day-old truce. The UN reports since 2011, the Syrian war has killed nearly 400,000 people. It also has caused grave hardship for more than 13 million people, triggered a refugee crisis that has involved many European nations and spawned terrorist groups that have staged attacks far from Syria itself. North Korea's leader says his country is in the final stages of developing an intercontinental ballistic missile. Kim Jong-un made his remarks today in a televised New Year's speech. North Korea conducted two nuclear tests last year, undeterred by increased sanctions. Pyongyang responded to the sanctions by accelerating its weapons development programs. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Many people around the world celebrated the beginning of 2017 with fireworks, parties, and other festivities. Revelers gathered in Times Square, New York City's iconic tourist attraction, to watch the famed crystal ball mark the seconds to the new year. In his weekly address, President Barack Obama reflected on 2016, his time as president, and what comes next.
It has been the privilege of my life to serve as your president. And as I prepare to take on the even more important role of citizen, know that I will be there with you every step of the way to ensure that this country forever strives to live up to the incredible promise of our founding, that all of us are created equal, and all of us deserve every chance to live out our dreams.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump tweeted his New Year's greetings. He wrote, "Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies and those who have fought me and lost so badly. They just don't know what to do." He ended the tweet with one word, love. Officials in southern Iraq say gunmen wearing suicide vests and driving a vehicle packed with explosives attacked a police checkpoint, killing 7 people. Authorities say at least 15 were wounded in the attack Sunday south of Baghdad. All the attackers were killed in the incident claimed by the Islamic State. 2017 brings new leadership to the United Nations with former Portuguese Prime Minister Antonio Guterres taking over as Secretary General. He spoke of the challenges during his first day on the job.
On my first day as Secretary General of the United Nations, one question weighs heavily on my heart. How can we help the millions of people caught up in conflict, suffering massively in wars with no end in sight? Civilians are pounded with deadly force.
Guterres has promised to be a bridge builder at the UN. He replaces Ban Ki-moon, who ended 10 years at the helm of the United Nations, lamenting the fires are still burning from Syria to South Sudan. But he says he is proud of a global climate change agreement and new UN goals to fight poverty and inequality. U.S. lawmaker Peter Welch from the state of Vermont says a Russian malware code was found in a computer belonging to a major state electrical utility. Officials say it's not clear when the Russian code entered the Vermont utility's computer and said an investigation hopes to determine the timing and the objectives of the intrusion. Russia has not commented officially on the code discovery, which comes after months of controversy surrounding U.S. intelligence report about Moscow backing hackers earlier this year, stealing internal emails from the Democratic National Committee. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.